Today, we're talking basics. What exactly is medical malpractice? And how does a judge and jury determine if you're guilty of it? Well, today we're going to answer four common questions that healthcare professionals have on this topic so that you can know what elements of proof need to be established in a case, what's expected of you, and how you can protect yourself. Stay tuned. Welcome to Malpractice Insights, the show dedicated to helping healthcare professionals understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. My name is Jennifer Wiggins, CEO of Aegis Malpractice Solutions, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. All right, let's jump in. So, question number one, what exactly is medical malpractice? Well, medical malpractice is professional negligence by a healthcare provider that deviates from the accepted standard of care, resulting in harm. Medical professional liability insurance, also known as medical malpractice insurance or MedMal insurance, provides coverage to physicians, surgeons, or other healthcare professionals for the liability that arises from a medical malpractice claim. In simple terms, it protects doctors and healthcare providers against claims filed by patients or their families who sue them, alleging harm by their negligent or harmful treatment. Healthcare professionals are not expected to be perfect. None of us are. They are, however, required to meet the appropriate standard of care, which is what a reasonably competent or skilled provider with similar background and training would have done in the same situation. In order to prove that the standard of care either was or was not met, attorneys on both sides of a malpractice case may bring in expert witnesses to testify. If, for example, a radiologist's actions are being questioned, then another radiologist or a specialist in the given field may testify to show that the doctor failed to do something that he should have done, or he did do something that he should not have done. Okay, moving on to question number two. What does a patient need to prove in order to win a malpractice case against a healthcare provider? Well, a plaintiff alleging medical malpractice must prove the following four things. Number one, that a duty of care was owed by the healthcare provider to the patient. Number two, that that duty was breached, meaning that the standard of care was not met. Number three, the breach caused the injury that's in question. And number four, the injury resulted in damages to the patient. The burden of proof really lies with the plaintiff in a malpractice lawsuit, and all four elements must be proven in order for them to win a case at trial. Physicians, dentists, nurses, and healthcare professionals owe a duty of care to those who seek their treatment. This element of proof is rarely disputed in medical malpractice cases because once a provider agrees to treat a patient, he or she has a professional duty to provide competent care. More importantly, the patient must show that there was a real injury, either physical or emotional, as a result of their alleged negligence. Causation is arguably the most critical part of establishing proof in a medical malpractice lawsuit. While there may be injuries, if the injuries cannot be directly linked to the healthcare provider's action or lack of action, then there's no case. There are several issues that can make causation difficult to prove in a MedMal case. Here are some examples. Trying to separate the effect of an existing condition from the effect of the negligent medical treatment. Meaning, did the doctor's treatment actually cause the injury, or was the injury already there? Next, predicting if the outcome would have been the same regardless of the provider's actions. So if a patient is treated for stomach pain and then discharged, but if they die at home later that evening, you have to be able to connect the dots. Multiple factors can be attributable to the injury, meaning there could be many things that could have caused the injury in question, but can it be directly linked to the provider's care? If all four elements are proven and the jury finds in favor of the plaintiff, payment is made to indemnify the patient for their losses. Okay, next, question number three. How do the courts determine how much a patient can recover in a malpractice case? Well, there are two different types of damages that a patient may seek to recover from you in a medical malpractice lawsuit: compensatory and punitive damages. Let's take a look at compensatory damages first. Compensatory damages can be either economic or non-economic. Economic damages are awarded as compensation for monetary losses and expenses, which the patient has incurred or is reasonably likely to incur in the future because of the healthcare provider's negligence. These include loss of income, medical expenses, and the cost of future medical care. These are the most common types of damages that patients look to recover in a malpractice claim. Non-economic damages include pain and suffering, scarring, humiliation, permanent loss of an organ or limb, reduced enjoyment of life, etc. Both of these categories of compensatory damages are covered by your malpractice insurance policy. But now let's look at the other type of damages, which are punitive. Punitive damages are only awarded if the conduct of the healthcare provider is found to be willful and reckless, meaning you intended to cause harm to the patient. Punitive damages are in excess of those required to compensate the plaintiff for wrongdoing, and they are imposed in order to punish the defendant. So for this reason, punitive damages are not covered by your malpractice policy. All right, and finally, question number four. What can I do to protect myself? Well, in order to practice with peace of mind and ensure that you are protected against malpractice claims, make sure you have appropriate malpractice insurance coverage. If you're not sure that you have the right kind of coverage or have questions on what your policy does and does not cover for you, be sure to talk to your agent and make changes where necessary. Also, make sure that you're taking advantage of risk management education and services that are provided by your insurance carrier. Nearly all medical malpractice insurance carriers offer free risk management education, which will help you reduce the risk and practice safer medicine. And often these courses will also give you a discount on your premium, and some will even include CME credits. So it's definitely worth looking into. If you have any questions on this topic or you want to make sure that you're covered appropriately, click the link in the description box below where you can connect with us via phone, email, or chat today. And if you're listening, please visit us online at aegismalpractice.com. That's A-E-G-I-S malpractice.com. And of course, if you haven't done so already, please don't forget to give us a like and follow. And I'd really love your feedback if you could please also leave me a review. Your support really does help us to reach more people. And we're so grateful for your clicks and your kind words. This is Jennifer Wiggins. Thanks for joining us.